career sucks.
Sex just isn't the same.
What's my purpose?
Where did this fat come from?
My relationship is killing me.
I'll never be happy.
My debt is piling up. I'll never find love. Why can't I be like other gay guys? Hey guys, it's time to get a grip, stop whining, make a bold move, and do something amazing with your 40 plus gay life. Let's get to the show with your Tell It Like It Is host, Rick Clemons, who does his best to never act like a dick or a diva unless you act like one first.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of 40 plus Gay Man Gay Talk. I'm your host, Rick Clemons, and I'm really excited to be here with you today or this evening or whenever you're listening to this. And just a quick reminder, if you are interested in joining our monthly chats where we get together as a group of gay men and talk about what's going on in our lives, we've got one coming up Monday the 18th. So I'd really like for you to be there. And I'm bringing a special guest in for this one. My buddy, Will Fisher, who some of you have heard on the podcast before, he's going to be coming and joining us to talk about self-love and self-care and all those good things that really help us be better at loving not only ourselves and loving others. So now let's get to the show. And speaking of love, oof, what happens? What happens when suddenly you have that guy in your life and everything goes awry and you're like, okay, how do I move on? How do I close this relationship? And how do I be good with myself and be good with them? Well, today that's where we're going on the podcast. We're going to talk about like what happens when it's time to say goodbye. Even if that goodbye is abrupt or it gets goodbye to you, you know, you get dumped, not expecting it. Maybe you've been together a while and you both just kind of look at each other one day and go, you know what? I care about you a lot, but you know, neither one of us are happy. Neither one of us are feeling good about where we are. How do you close a relationship and move past it? Well, I'm going to give you 10 things that I found that really helped me as I went through numerous relationships, everything from going through a divorce to dating and mating and all that good stuff until I met my man, my guy that I've now been with going on. Wow, I can't believe it. We are going to be together 23 years this coming September. So, but here's some things I wanted to share with you. Number one, one of the things that helped me the most was I had to stop playing the blame game. I blamed my ex-wife and I blamed my ex-boyfriends and guess what? I never really, well, I did to a little degree blame myself, but a lot of times I was outwardly projecting. It was all them. And even as you go through life and you're in a good relationship, the blame game is what can cause you to finally realize, wait, I gotta stop doing this. Or the blame game could lead you to ending up saying goodbye or being goodbye. So stop doing the blame game. And this is step two, own what's yours to own. Accept that maybe you didn't contribute in the way that you should. You didn't give them, you know, a love, care, love, intimacy, sex, financial support, emotional support, whatever it is, own those pieces. And that's really hard for us to do because as humans, we never want to be wrong, but there's pure beauty in owning, okay, I'm wrong. I made a mistake. Yeah, I need to own that piece. Because when you do that, then you're able to start moving through things. Those two steps alone of stopping the blame and starting to own what's yours is, for me, at least when I went through the deepest one, my divorce, it's really what helped me work through a very important piece. And if you've done any therapy, you know what I'm about to say, or you're like, well, okay, Rick, we're waiting to hear what you're about to say. Sometimes you got to go through the stages of grief and you really have to understand them. So I'm going to give them to you. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now, some people would argue that you don't have to go through all of those. I would argue that you go through all of those. You just may not realize you're going through them when something major in life happens, any kind of loss of relationship, loss of jobs, loss of friendships, loss of a family member to death or a horrible accident, loss of, you know, your health. We go through these stages of grief if we allow ourselves to go through those stages of grief. And each one of them is really powerful. Like, we're going to go through the denial. This isn't happening. This can't be happening. All that sort of stuff, which often leads to us being really angry. But then we start to bargain. We bargain with others. We bargain with God. If you're a faith-based person, you bargain with yourself. And sometimes when that bargaining doesn't work, we go into depression. I'm going to argue, at least from my perspective, and this is only speaking for myself, that I finally realized that most anytime I'm going through grief, my depression, yes, I suffer from depression, not as much as I used to. My depression like loves to go play full out. But then once I get through those things and I start to step into the acceptance, which is owning what's mine and realizing I have to stop the blame game, everything becomes much easier. So those are the first three pieces, but they all require space. And that's number four. Give yourself space. Space to be alone. Maybe space to just be with friends. If you got a good relationship with family, some space there. But realize that you don't want to burden others with it. I'm not saying don't talk about it, but also don't show up, oh, I'm just so depressed, I'm so angry, blah, blah, blah. That's going to get old really quickly. And I know we all intuitively know that. So give space for yourself to process, and then also give space for others to be supportive in a way that works really good for you and for them. Putting them on the hook for making you feel good is not part of creating space for yourself. It can be a piece of it, but try not to make it everything. One of the other things I've found as I've worked with many guys throughout the years is, okay, I can't get myself space and time because I got to rush forward. I got to get a man. I got to get somebody in my life. Now, that could be a friend. Maybe you had a blow up with a friend and you're like, okay, I need friends back in my life ASAP or I'm not going to be able to survive. I'm a big, big proponent of give yourself room and space and don't rush forward into anything. Because if you rush forward, there's a higher likelihood that guess what? You're going to do the same thing all over again. And I know many of you have heard that. I'm just sharing it again because I think it's actually really, really important to realize those rushing forward moments is actually what can really break through and cause you to never really heal, never recover, never appreciate what you've been through and what you may have learned. So as you move forward, we've done stop the blame game, own what's yours, going through the stages of grief, giving yourself space and not rushing forward. I'm also going to encourage you to try to not keep one foot in the past or keep hanging on, so to speak. It's okay to look back to the past. In fact, I would encourage you to look at the past and go, what did I learn? How did that help me? What am I grateful for? All of those are great questions when you're looking back at what was, especially in an intimate, loving relationship. I think one of the most powerful questions out of those is, what did I learn from this? And you can say, here's what makes me happy, here's what makes me sad, but here's what I'm grateful for, and here's what I learned. I think that's a really good way to look at it. I'm happy that it's over because of this. I'm sad that it's over because of this. But here's what I'm grateful for from that experience, and here's what I learned. Those seem to be a really good little four ways to approach this. But if you're going to keep the foot in the past, ask yourself, what am I gaining from keeping that foot in the past? How am I releasing myself to move forward? In fact, what am I capable of doing if I release the past and step forward? Many times when we release the past, what we begin to do is we relearn who we are. And that's the number seven. And relearning who we are actually ties to not rushing forward, keeping, you know, that foot in the past. All these things build up to one of the greatest gifts in my opinion, not that my opinion counts, so to speak, but I'm going to share it with you anyway, is if you give yourself space, you get to begin to relearn who you are. Oftentimes when we're in relationships, any relationship, friendships, intimate relationships, work relationships, we can lose ourselves if we're not constantly going, hey, is this who I really am? I lost myself in a relationship not too soon prior to meeting my husband, where I wasn't who I was. I just wasn't who I was. And I now look back at that and go, why did I do that? It was because I was insecure. In fact, if you were to ask the guy who I was in a relationship with, he goes, well, he seemed to enjoy it while we were doing it, but then I'm just going to leave it there. But it's true because I was lost. I was lost in the relationship because I was afraid to be who I truly was. And I was kidding myself like, okay, if I mold to this, then things will be great. part of relearning who you are, which was number seven, is it fully prepares you to start to embrace peace of mind. Because when you can walk away and you can start to release and close the relationship, whether you're closing it on good or bad terms, is you start to step into this beautiful space of finding your peace of mind. And I really want you to think about that one for a minute. So peace of mind. Well, if you quit blaming people, you start to get peace of mind. If you start owning what's yours to own, you begin to get peace of mind. If you work through the stages of grief, you get peace of mind. If you give yourself space, you get peace of mind. If you just don't go rushing forward and you give yourself time to recover, you gain peace of mind. Yes, I realize that one might be, oh yeah, but I'm so scared. I'm afraid to be with self. But if you slow down and don't rush forward, it actually can create some peace of mind. And if you don't keep one foot in the past, because as you do all of these things, you're relearning about who you are, and that's what helps you to develop that peace of mind space. So number nine, we're almost done, guys, is stop comparing yourself to others. Now, that's a standard thing that I really work with guys on in my practice. In fact, if this is something you would really like to work on, is all these things, make sure you reach out to me and say, hey, Rick, I'd love to learn about coaching, do one of my sessions and see what you think. But this comparison game, we compare ourselves to the guys with the bubble butts, the abs, the, you know, the biceps, the good looks, the cars, the money, the work, all these things. But another thing that we compare ourselves is how well we're moving past stuff versus somebody else. You will only move past and out and through in the way that you only can move past, out and through. So stop comparing yourself to how somebody else is doing, because you are not them and they are not you. But finally, and this came from one of my previous guests, River Fair. He was the guest who was first episode this year in 2024. River Fair, F-A-I-R-E. He talks about radical acceptance. And I want to invite you, if you have gone through a breakup, you've lost a friend, you've lost a guy that you thought something was going somewhere with, maybe you've lost a job, whatever it is that you're losing and needing to move on from, you're closing a relationship of some sort, I'm going to invite you into an energy of radical acceptance, that you just accept, yep, this is it. And you give yourself that full pleasure and that full permission to just radically accept, okay, this is where I'm at. It may mean every day you wake up and just go, I accept, I fully accept with love, joy, and gratitude, this is where I am. I let myself be in those moments of, you know, disbelief and sadness and everything, because I'm going to radically accept that's where I am at that moment. If you can radically accept everything you're feeling, if you can radically accept the five stages of grief, that you're in denial, that you're angry, that you're bargaining, that you're depressed, that you're accepting where you are, you radically accept every step of the way, what a difference you're going to feel in your world, guys. Because you know what? You deserve it. You literally friggin' deserve it, guys. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope it's given you some guidelines. And if not, then turn the damn thing off and don't listen to me again. Please don't do that. I don't want you to do that. But sometimes moving through and past is just thinking about some ideas. And some of these things I brought up, I'm sure many of you have heard. I'm hoping some of the ways I positioned it, it's got you thinking a little bit differently. Kind of like the way guys position their bodies on Grindr. You go, oh, that's cute. And then you see them like, oh, wait, that wasn't. I'm kidding. But, you know, I'm kind of not kidding. But I hope that if you're struggling with relationships and ending relationships, whatever kind of relationship it is, that you will give yourself the opportunity to stop blaming, to own what's yours, to go through the stages of grief, to give yourself some space, to realize rushing forward into anything is maybe not the best thing, to keep that one foot in the past isn't going to help. Let's take that foot from the past and put it into the future. To release and relearn all the energy so you can truly relearn who you are. To find that peace of mind that is yours, that you are so worthy of deserving. And most of all, to stop comparing yourself to somebody else's journey and radically accept, here's where I am. I hope in some way what you heard today, he's going to kick you in the ass and say, let's get going. Let's get going. Let's you know, give myself some room, but we're going to keep going. And I hope whatever happens for you out of this podcast, that it has the impact you need to either be prepared if something happens, or if you're in the midst of this, that you take even just one thing that catapults you forward. So what's that one thing you're going to take from this? I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to understand what you took away from this. And again, if you need some help, join us. Hey, join us on the men's chat on the 18th of March at 5 p.m. Pacific. If you want to join those chats, go to my website, rickclemens.com. You can also go to gaymenschats.com. You can also go, or actually gaymenschat, no S on the end of chats, or you can go to 40plusgaymenschats.com. Easiest is to go to rickclemens.com, look for the men's chats, go to that page. You can sign up. You'll get notified when we have them. Or if you'd like some one-on-one work, hit me up. But more than anything, guys, go out there and stop making excuses. Face those fears about anything that's going on in your life and unapologetically be the 40-plus gay man that you're meant to be in the world, and have an absolutely fabulous rest of your time and day, evening, weekend, wherever you're listening to this. Take care.
That's a wrap for 40 plus gay men, gay talk, where size doesn't matter. We drop our bullshit, get over our screwed up fears, make bold moves, and live life without apologies. Don't forget to join us on Facebook at 40 plus gay men, gay talk, where the conversations continue.